how did you come up with the naked skiing scene?
Pretty funny, actually, because it was never intended to be anything. It was always just like a fun thing. But when it's super gray and kind of flat and doesn't look all that great, like, it's really difficult to pull off shots. And so, like, you're kind of sitting there like, okay, like, well, what do I do? Like, how could I possibly pull out a cool shot? So basically we got to the point where we're like, all right, athletes, like, you know, the only way you're going to get a shot is if you take your clothes off. It's the only way you're going to make the movie.
Well, a lot of people were surprisingly, like, into it and keen and stoked. But the others who kind of were a little bit, like, more, like, hesitant. Like, the minute that they were naked and they were, like, enjoying it and they saw that it really wasn't a big deal, it was awesome to see that kind of, like, transition in people.
We could almost say the exact same thing for the response to it, because I think we were, like, really afraid that people weren't going to get it or it was going to be, like, gross. And I think in the same way, you know, like, as soon as it got out there and people just, like, gave it a shot and, like, people love it, like, they think it's hilarious, they think it's awesome, and... I don't really know when it started happening, but we've pretty much been doing it ever since we got out of college, and it's just grown and taken on a life of its own. It's pretty cool to watch.
How has it grown? Have you found new people to be part of the project, and how have people gotten involved?
Over the years, like, you know, we've definitely taken on, like, new team members and crew members, and we're, like, you know, we're expanding, we're getting bigger sponsors, we're getting bigger athletes, we're, like, you know, the writing in our films has gone from pretty much us filming one another to, you know, pretty much the people at the peak of the sport, you know, people like Pep Vuhas and Eric Hjorlison. They're the best skiers in the world, and, you know, we're incredibly privileged to be able to shoot with them, and that collaboration that we've been able to put together is just allowed us to create a truly amazing product this time around. So I don't know where else it can go from here, but I'm pretty excited to find out.
So I'm assuming that everybody skis.
Yeah, I started skiing when I was 2 years old. I would ditch class all through high school to get up and go ski powder.
Colorado college, and one of the ways that it impacted us, like, pretty heavily, was that none of us were huge backcountry skiers or snowboarders until we got here. That's definitely the majority of what we do now. We spend almost all of our time in the backcountry. And so I think, like, just that aspect of Colorado college that really encourages people to go out and, you know, do things on their own. And the fact that we were college students was pretty formative for us, and, like, in the way that we approach our films and our entire process.
What's the daily work like when you're filming and then when you're editing and then when you're on the road?
It's totally different. We go from being hermits to being on the road and talking with hundreds of people a night, and we get thrown right into that.
It's a lifestyle of exceptional contrast, because you have this, basically, when you're filming, you're, like, incredibly busy, you're working all the time, and it's very kind of social. You're always, like, waiting, you know, communicating with the athletes, getting everyone, you know, coordinated, and it's, like, pretty, there's a community aspect of it that's pretty heavy and very social, and it's incredibly physical. I mean, every day you're working on your own 2 feet and, like, going at it exceptionally hard, and then you immediately transition into the edit phase, in which you basically sit at a desk for 16 hours at a time or more for 3 months, and, like, it's weird because your body has been so built up by, like, hiking every day for, like, an entire winter, and then you immediately go to the exercise list phase, and, like, you just watch your body atrophy, and you're, like, you know, your eyes, like, just wither inside their sockets. And
have you had any criticism, like, negative blowback from the movies?
Everybody has their own ideas of what they want, and so some people will see beauty where other people see slow and artsy, and, you know, there's...
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, there's always going to be people who want to see, like, they just want ski porn. And so, you know, we at a certain point, you got to, like, know your audience, and you got to, like, not worry about what the other people think, because they're not your audience, and, like, you're not trying to impress them.
What other directors or movies or influences in general have you had for these?
It always depends on, like, the film that we're making, you know. Mm-hmm. For instance, like, you know, Valhalla is very much like a kind of 70s retro nostalgic film, and I think outside of that, you know, we just like, I like personally beautiful films and, like, non-narrative stuff like Baraka and those kind of, like, Terrence Malick stuff is really cool.
What's the story behind this bus?
Well, so prior to this, we had a short school bus that we were cruising around in. We had 5 guys. It was a little cramped on the style, but it was our home for 2 tours. was covered in AstroTurf, and it was a pretty fun ride, but we needed to step it up. We had five guys going on the road, and we needed some space.
And also, it dropped its tranny.
So we were looking for an upgrade, and we searched the airwaves of Craigslist and found this beauty in Seattle and decided to go for it, and so we picked it up, and here we are.
Nice.
Since we graduated Colorado College, I think we've pretty much been working nonstop.
This is only the beginning.
This is our
How long
stop.
is the tour?
It's a 30-stop tour across the entire nation, so.
And then we've got 20 shows in Japan. We've got like 60 in Europe.
Is this film really different from Solitaire in like where it's getting shown and how much press you're getting?
Yeah, we're getting a lot more press for this.
What changed?
Her quality writers. It's a very unique form that we've created, and you know, it's kind of making people think.
I think the ski industry is just kind of ready to be shaken up in a manner like this. You know, I don't think anybody ever really knew what they wanted, and hopefully this is it. Even if they're not like a skier or snowboarder, they wanna see it because it's fresh and it's unique, and it does present something that like they never really thought could exist. And so in that respect, I think the buzz is really high just because it's so different.
Find your freedom.
Find your freedom.
Find your freedom, bro.